My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give. Just a reminder here early this morning, Jesus is our Savior, not exactly our minister of health. We don't share in the drinking of the chalice today, if you hadn't heard, as a memo from Archbishop Amon yesterday has removed such sharing from Mass. Also, we've been instructed not to offer physical touch during the sign of peace, opting instead perhaps for a head bow or another gesture. I extend this to greeting before and after Mass, unless you'd really like to exchange elbow touches or toe touches. Jesus, of course, is talking not about the liturgies of our time of coronavirus, something we're invited to as well to reflect on without panic and worry. It's hard, as we'd much prefer the conversation that sets our gospel in motion today, daydreams of power and importance and control. James and John's mother, who any fan of the just concluded season of The Bachelor can feel like he spent the last two nights with, is pushy, has an agenda, is focused on her own things. Suffering, or even the threat of suffering, can do this to us, cause us to grasp for certain things, to focus our energies on less than the goal. Those are false selves, products of a false self. May the presence of certain insecurities at this time not lead us from the path of Jesus. A good 2020 prayer, a good Lenten exercise for us this morning.